Welcome to The Intersection. I hope you're having a I hope you've had a lovely weekend. It's been almost a week since we last did this because I have been really under the weather, and I did go see my gastroenterologist yesterday, and getting some tests done tomorrow. And she put me on Pepcid, so I'm not quite there yet, but well, I'm feeling, I think, a little better today than I was yesterday, so you know, I'm here. But I would like to, you know, talk about things other than politics and play some games, but I need some panelists to do that. Or if you would rather come on and talk politics, we can do that too. But all you have to do to join is go to gabnet.net. That's gabnet.net. Look on the right-hand side of the page, and you will find my name, Amy Manuel. Click on it. That should take you right into our Zoom session, and I'll let you into the panel, and we'll get this thing going. Now, the last time we did this, nobody showed up until about 35 minutes into the show, and that was Charlie, and gosh, I appreciate him, even after... It is pretty miserable out there, and he's out there in that Texas heat, umpiring those games. I don't know, that seems like, oof, I don't think I could do it. I can barely walk outside, you know. Walk from the house to the car in this heat is just so, ugh. But, oh well, that's Texas weather. But I'm hoping we get somebody on before much longer. Anyway, let's talk about some of the things, some of the stories in the news. Well, Donald Trump's approval rate. Oh, here comes Charlie. There we go. Hey, Charlie.
Amy.
And you're the first. I'm hoping not the only.
Yeah.
How's
it? Boy, I don't know what's going on with these guys now.
Oh, well. So I was just about to read the latest polling. This one's from Quinnipiac. Approval of the Trump administration's handling of the Epstein files.
Oh, ho, ho.
All across all voters, or all those polled anyway, disapproval 63%, approval 17%.
17%? Wow.
Disapproval among Democrats, 83%.
Of course.
Independents, 71%. And Republicans, 36%.
Wow. Wow, only 36% disapproval. I thought the Republicans were just as mad as anybody else about.
Well, I mean, some of them he can do no wrong.
Yeah.
But that's still pretty high for Republicans to have 36%. Yeah. That's enough for them to lose a lot. Of course, they're trying to redistrict here in another special session. I don't know how I can get any more gerrymandered. What can they do to me? I'm already in a congressional district that includes Dalhart 400 miles away.
They're going to make us part of districts that are in different states now.
I mean...
Yeah, like I said, the district I'm in goes all the way to the Mexico border.
I mean, that's crazy. From that's probably even further. Maybe not. I don't know. It's pretty far.
Yep.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't know how they can draw these maps any crazier, but they think they're gonna pick up five seats.
That's what they want, yeah.
I'm sure they want to go after Jasmine Crockett's seat.
Yeah, but they're trying to talk her into running for Senate.
We need
Because she
somebody
actually
good.
polling higher than Cornyn right now.
God, that would be so amazing. I would
Yep.
love that.
Me too.
I still think, Texas Paul should run for governor. I feel like he could win.
Yeah, well, I would vote for him.
I know. I think he could get the Bubbas out to vote for him. You know, cause he's just a good old boy, hunts and fishes and
Yeah.
knows military history and
Yeah.
knows and he's got all the contacts. I mean,
He's getting the name recognition too.
yeah,
So.
you know, he's out there to millions of voters every week.
Yeah.
Millions of listeners around and millions of people around the world. So I think it can happen. I think he's not gonna do it. He won't, but maybe if we just keep saying it, maybe he'll get the
Yeah.
message. Let's put it out there. But Jasmine Crockett, I don't know. You think she could beat? Oh, here comes Alan. You think she could beat Cornyn?
I don't know, but like I would swear she that I saw this weekend that she was in like a three-way race between her Cornyn and what's his name?
Paxton?
Paxton. Yeah, she was number one. So
Who?
Jasmine Crockett. She hasn't said she's running yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a lot of people that have said they're running for US
Yeah.
Senate. Like I say, what we really need is somebody to run for governor.
Yeah.
But if she could win, oh, that'd be so cool. That would be so cool to have
Oh,
her
I'd love to see her in the Senate.
in the Senate. Oh, that'd be
Oh.
amazing. And that would flip a Senate seat.
Yeah.
That's a bigger deal than the House seats. Oh, and Gavin Newsom is now saying, "Okay, Texas, you want to gerrymander, you know, in the middle census."
Yeah.
And try and grab five more seats. Well, we can gerrymander California too. And I think we can find another five seats here.
Yeah. Well,
I
they
love
are
it.
worth
That's
the.
it. The Democrats need to fight dirty.
Yeah. I mean, the Republicans did it back was in 2010 or 2011 after the census didn't go the way they wanted. They went ahead and redistricted it anyway in between the
After
census.
2000,
Yeah.
they did that was when Democrats hit the national news for breaking quorum.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Went to
That was,
Oklahoma or someplace and they
yeah,
so
Oklahoma and New Mexico. Ard
yeah.
Ardmore. Ardmore. Yeah, that
Yep.
was. I think that was the 2003 Democrats. They were called the Killer D's, but
Killer bees, yep.
they broke quorum to stop a bunch of shit, which eventually they weren't able to stop, which
Yeah,
is
eventually they did it anyway.
right. And you know, that's kind of It's like with the Wendy Davis filibuster, you
Yeah.
know. Eventually, they got it through. They put it on the calendar. They just kept doing special sessions till they got it through. So we may win a round and get some national attention, but it's going to happen. I don't know how
Yeah.
they can come up. Some of the Democrats are saying they think maybe they end up spreading their voters so thin that it ends up being a net negative for them.
I don't know if you were listening to Alex's show, but I brought up that I'm a little nervous about 2026 and the Democrats not can't find one foot in front of the other right now. So I'm not convinced that they're
They're
going to
doing
take the
a
House
lot.
or the
That's
Senate.
what, you know what? Everybody needs to listen to Texas Paul, 'cause he is on top of this and tells you exactly what they're doing. One of the things
Somebody from
is they're
Texas.
talking about going the low road. I love Texas Paul, low road Democrats. I'm a low road Democrat. I think it's about time we take the damn low road.
Yeah.
And we've done a good job at that, you know?
At taking the low road?
Yeah, it's got us nowhere.
No,
No,
we've
we
not.
haven't taken the
They
low road.
haven't taken the low
Oh,
road.
okay. I thought that's when Biden announced that he wanted to run again.
Not the low road.
No.
That was the wrong road. I think he handicapped Kamala, not to go back over that news, but
Oh, yeah.
you
Yeah.
know, and he taking his one term, that would have been the achievement of life, and then said, I'm a little too old for this. Let's let Kamala run. Let's get Gavin Newsom, somebody that we are guaranteed can beat Donald Trump. But he handicapped her, and none of the other Democrats joined
Here's the
in because
thing.
why
If
she was the vice president, you know?
the Attorney General, if Merrick Garland had done his damn job
Yeah,
and
yes.
gotten it done and gotten Trump should have been in prison.
He should have been in jail in 24, yeah.
Yep.
That he didn't go after him
Nope.
for insurrection.
Yep. This is
And
my point exactly. The Democrats can't put one foot in front of the other.
yeah.
You know, and they're doing it, you know, when you know if we had Biden in office or Kamala in office, and they got in an argument with you know another king or prime minister of another country. I'm talking about Ukraine and Zelensky, and they were the Democrats would have never kicked him out of the White House, but you know in a conference like that. But if they did, the Republicans would have been all over that, tons of false news over it.
Yeah.
You know when it happened with Trump and he kicked them to the you know out. Did the Democrats jump in and even give false news? No, they
Well,
didn't do anything.
here's the one
Shame
thing
on
that I
them.
don't know if anybody they're not even talking about it. Today, Trump was saying of the Fed chief, Jerome Powell, whom he appointed in his first term,
Yeah,
but
yes,
he
he
kept
did.
saying that he should have never been appointed. I don't know that was Biden put him in, or was that Obama? No, it was
It was
you. You are
it was definitely
addled
Trump that.
brain. You don't and people ask him questions. He can't answer a
Nope.
question. 'Cause he can't listen to the whole question without his, losing his train of thought. He is deep, deep into dementia,
Yep.
and
That
it
happens when you're
consumed
over 70.
him. I am telling you, where he is 2 years from the grave. Based on what
Yeah.
I've experienced. with I hope both my mother and, right. and my father.
And then if we could, if there's any way we could step it up to 2 days, that would be even better.
No, but we don't want J.D. Vance.
You know?
He is, he is crazy.
And then we don't want the Speaker of the House either.
No.
But Vance will get to pick, if Vance gets in office, he'll get to pick a vice president. And maybe he won't pick somebody so scary.
It doesn't matter. He's in the, Peter Thiel's.
I don't know. To me, the difference between Vance and Trump is Trump thinks he's smart. Vance is smart.
Yeah, there's that too.
And that's the scary thing.
Yeah.
Really, the best that can happen is that they just, prop him up kind of Weekend at Bernie style.
Yeah.
Through at least 27. And then Vance runs and cannot win.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hope that's the case. Trump so is you give
Vance starts out just.
You know, when he was asked, "Do you think he'd make a good vice president?" He said, "Nope."
Yeah.
You know, well, why not kick your vice president in the nuts right off the top? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
But yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
The Speaker of the House that was the head of the Tea Party, I can't think of his name now. When Trump got elected president the first time, he quit. He was Speaker of the House.
Talking about Boehner or Ryan?
Oh, Ryan. Yeah, Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan was an up-and-coming young guy and probably could have been president someday. I mean, you know, he was on the wrong side of the picture for me. But he was a smart guy, and he was young. Yeah. He had optics and everything. But, you know, this guy, he said, they interviewed him the other day on a talk show, and they said, how come you don't run for president against Trump? And he says, because Trump will still win.
Yeah.
And he says, look at all the Republicans that ran, and Trump still won. He says, I'm waiting for 2028. And they said, well, Vance is going to be running, and the president's going to be behind Vance. He said he hasn't been so far. So, I'd rather see Ryan than Vance in there, to tell you the truth. Ryan's mellowed out a little bit. I've seen him in some talk shows.
Yeah, but I mean, Vance believes in the whole unitary executive dictatorship. But
I wouldn't be one voting for him, that's for sure. But you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, Vance.
Okay, yeah, Vance.
Not Ryan.
Yeah.
I would never vote for Vance. A vote for Vance is like voting for Trump. Only scarier
because he's younger and smarter and wouldn't make the stupid mistakes that Trump keeps making.
Well, you know, if we have any luck at all, he'll end up being the governor of Ohio, and we won't have to worry about him. Oh no, that's not Vance. Vance isn't running for that. Who's running for the on the Democrat ticket?
It's a lady. I can't think of her name though.
I have it on the Republican side. There's somebody that's running. Wamashwami or something like that, wasn't he?
Yeah, Vinny the Swami, yeah.
Vinny the
Vivek. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek, yeah.
Ramaswamy.
I like Wayne's translation.
Vinny the Swami.
Does that guy have any chance at all?
I think he does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a spare bedroom, Wayne.
There was one other person that was running that had announced that he was going to run for governor. And then when Swami came in there, he dropped out.
Swami.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm going to call him that forever.
All right. How about some trivia?
Okay.
All right. The category is odd science. Odd science.
Sure.
In 2006, each square mile of ocean on average contained 46,000 floating bits of what synthetic material?
Synthetic?
Plastic.
Plastic.
That is sure. correct.
Yeah, but, the question to ask if you really want to know is, every square mile of ocean, how many gallons of water to the floor? Sorry. Impossible to know. Unless you knew the depth of the floor, I guess, how far down the floor was. So.
Stephen Wright had a joke about the ocean. He says, it's ironic that sponges grow in the ocean. And he says, wonder how much deeper it would be if that didn't happen.
That's cute. Go to the, what is it, the Mariana Trench or something like that.
Mariana's, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember in junior high in science class we had to do a skit that incorporated the scientific facts about the ocean. And so we did ours as a Batman skit. And I just, I don't know why I remember this. Somebody says, Batman says, oh dear, the way is blocked by shrimp excrement. And then Robin goes, holy shit, Batman! It is such a random memory that I have down perfectly. I can tell you nothing else about it. That I remember it so completely. It's just a weird thing. I remember
my little thing that got me suspended from school in junior high science class. When, the teacher brought, I've told this story, but the teacher brought a tarantula, and I have a fear of spiders. And I still do. And if I'm under a building and they're there, I'm squishing them. I don't care what brand of spider they are. So anyhow, he brings in, and the teacher made every one of us, including yours truly and a couple other people who didn't like spiders, let this thing crawl on your arm. And they did that. And we were doing a science project with electricity. And so you had an electrical thing you plug in and two alligator clips on the end instead of a light bulb. So I took the tarantula out of its thing, put the alligator clips on it, plugged it into the wall, and there was tarantula all over the room.
Yeah.
I know, so cruel, huh? So.
Okay. Oh, next question. Suspended. In the 1985 film Weird Science, what do the two geeky main characters invent?
Donald what? Trump's one. What's the yeah. other one?
It was a robot woman, wasn't it?
It was a woman. Yeah. Her name is Lisa. She takes them to a blues bar, gives them a Porsche, and then gets them girls.
What's the Porsche got to do?
Who is the actress?
Oh, I can't remember her name.
That wasn't Kelly LeBrock.
That's what I want to say, Kelly LeBrock. Yeah.
I think Kelly LeBrock is correct.
Yeah. That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
All right. What invertebrate related to the earthworm was widely used for medical treatment until the mid-19th century?
Leeches?
I was going to say, was that a leech? Yeah.
That is correct. Yeah. What Harrison Ford movie was based on Philip K. Dick's book, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
That was a very good book, too.
What? I've never heard of that. That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
Well, what movie was based on that book?
Oh, God. Why am I drawing a blank on that? Oh, God. One of my favorite movies. Harrison Ford was in it, yeah.
And wasn't it Samuel L. Jackson or was it Wesley Snipes?
No, it wasn't Raiders. It was. Oh, can you break?
Come on, you're the scientist.
I'm going to hate myself. It's one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
It's a
and
big
you got
one.
An extra, you got an extra brain sitting next to you. She doesn't know either.
She doesn't watch science fiction movies, though.
So. Oh.
But this was, oh, man.
I
keep trying to say Logan's Run, but that was not the movie.
No, it's this much was, later than Logan's Run.
Yeah. No, Logan's Run's different.
God, I hate myself.
Filmed in Houston, Texas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was really a good movie, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all want the answer?
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, yeah.
I knew you did. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I know you know that film.
I've only seen it about 15 times. Yes. Yeah. For some reason, I just drew a blank on the name.
All right. Trial versions of what cosmetic procedure have used paraffin, glass orbs, ivory, ground rubber, ox cartilage, wool, and soy oil? Trial versions of what cosmetic procedure?
Cosmetic. Like a filler around your, you know, like they use Botox for now.
Nope, that would be breast augmentation.
Breast? Mm-hmm. No, I thought it was butt implants.
That's what it was. I thought you said butt plug. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Mm.
No, it's the breast implants too. God.
Oh. Yeah, really. Wow. Yeah, they use them for both. Wow. And then to firm them up a little bit, they inject them with Botox.
God. All right. What commercial product combines a household vacuum and hair trimmer?
Flobee.
That is correct.
Oh.
All right, new category, Saturday Night Live. What sitcom is named after the building where Saturday Night Live is filmed?
30 Rock.
30 Rock,
yeah. That is correct. What former SNL cast member turned his impression of George W. Bush into a Broadway show called You're Welcome, America?
Dana Carvey?
No.
Nope.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
In 2007, SNL Halloween party, a SNL Halloween party sketch, who shows up wearing a... Let me read this one more time. Maybe I can get it right. Third time's a charm. In 2007, SNL Halloween party sketch. Who shows up wearing a Barack Obama mask?
Trump.
Fred Armiston.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama is correct.
Wearing a Barack Obama mask.
Wow. I have to go back and check for that episode. All right. In the 2002 book Live from New York, what former SNL cast member did Will Ferrell describe as the show's worst host? That would
Chevy
be
Chase.
Chevy Chase is correct. Ooh. Although Chase,
wow, boy, was he
nice
wrong.
To Ferrell, the actor was man. Quote a little snobbish.
A little I'll snobbish. Yeah, yeah.
I'll buy that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who said that he wanted to slap Andy Samberg in the nose for impersonating him talking to animals in a Saturday Night Live sketch?
Slap him in the nose? Hmm.
Mr. Rogers?
No, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. In an SNL parody of a United Way commercial, what athlete knocks kids over by hurling a football at them?
Joe Montana. No.
That's probably Joe Namath.
more recent.
Oh.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, we were close, though, Charlie. It was a football player.
Well, that was in
that
the question.
The question.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't get those, you know, hints.
Insects is the new category. Which is not a real event? Pestable, bug bowl, bread and butterflies, or the Insect Fear Film Festival?
Butterballs.
They all sound weird to me.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let me read the list again. Pestival, Bug Bowl, Bread and Butterflies, or the Insect Fear Film Festival?
Bread and Butterflies.
That is correct. The others take place in the UK at Purdue and at the University of Illinois, respectively. Okay, so Bread and Butterflies was not a real event. Mm-hmm. That's the one that sounded the most real to
most
me.
Most real, yeah.
Although, I don't know, Insect Fear Film Festival sounds pretty... I can see that, you know, movies like Arachnid. And...
Yeah.
Yep. All right. In A Bug's Life, Flick tries to save his ant pals from a gang of what insect?
I don't remember.
In A Bug's Life.
Oh, grasshoppers.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
What national competition has been sponsored annually by the E.W. Scripps Company since 1941?
Spelling Bee.
That is correct.
What's that
got to
do with an insect?
Bee, yeah.
Oh, the bee part. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, what's that got to do with an insect? Oh, a bee.
Yeah.
That was clever, Wayne. Not me.
What Franz Kafka novella tells the story of a man who wakes up one day as a huge bug?
The Fly? No.
I don't think that was Kafka.
No. And Jeff Goldblum.
The Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis?
No.
What insect spreads West Nile virus?
Mosquitoes.
Mosquito.
That is correct. And what bug long starred in organized insect fights in China?
Praying mantis.
Crickets.
Crickets?
That was close. They both kind of looked alike.
I didn't know crickets fought.
Yeah, I didn't know crickets fought either.
For some reason, I was thinking fleas, because, you know, the flea circuses.
Flea circus, yeah.
All right. What hook and loop fastener was inspired by a walk in the Swiss woods?
Velcro.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
What director employed Odorama to enhance his cult classic Polyester?
Divine? Oh, no, wrong movie.
We're looking for the director.
Oh, director. Well, that was close.
Ed Woods? I don't know.
Let me reread the question. What director employed Odorama to enhance his cult classic Polyester?
Waters. John Waters?
John Waters is correct.
Oh, John Waters. Okay.
Viewers received a
scratch. It's amazing what I come up with, you know.
Viewers received a scratch and sniff card that released smells coordinated with the film.
Scratch and sniff card. Well, that Playboy magazine had them or something like that, but that wasn't a film.
During the 2000 presidential election, what did Al Gore's critics say he claimed to have invented?
Oh.
The internet.
The internet.
Yeah. That was such bullshit.
And he never claimed to invent the internet.
Nope. No.
What he did do was pass a bill to fund the internet.
Right, to fund taking the internet from just between military and universities and spread it out to the rest of the world.
Yeah. And look what happened. What a mess we are.
What artist drew designs for flying machines and armored tanks in his notebooks in the 15th and 16th centuries?
Well, that's Michelangelo.
No, it's not.
I swear.
No.
Okay, then who was it?
Ask the
Leonardo
question
again. Da Vinci.
Oh.
Leonardo da Vinci. Well, I was close. I was in the ballpark.
I was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean,
I knew it was one of those 15th or 16th century artists.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of famous, da Vinci, for his inventions.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I thought he was a painter.
What Apple co-founder appeared on Dancing with the Stars?
Wozniak was on there.
Wozniak was. Yeah. He was the real brains behind Apple.
Yeah.
What treat did Toll House Inn proprietor Ruth Wakefield come up with in 1930?
Cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies. Oh my! We didn't have chocolate chip cookies until the 30s.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? Now I want chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah,
I can almost smell them. It's like
more for
the sense memory. I got that. Oh, chocolate chip cookies. It sounds really good.
Right before the show.
My mom used to make the best chocolate chip cookies when I was a kid.
You know, I think there's some places that are open late in Denton that you can get chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, drive on up there, Charlie.
Delivered. I think you can get them late night delivery of chocolate chip cookies.
Put it in their little toy
and I am seriously thinking about that when the show is over. All right. The new category is Zodiac. The Zodiac killer terrorized residents in and around what city in the late 60s?
New York.
San Francisco.
San Francisco is correct. What Zodiac sign was immortalized in the musical Hair?
Aquarius.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I was just thinking about my friend who died recently, who she and I went to see Hair together when it hit the movie screens. And then we wow. went to see the touring Broadway show.
That was another John Waters film, wasn't it?
No.
No. Oh, no, really? No,
no. No, it was not.
Drano put it out, Hair in the Drain. I don't know. I guess I didn't see it. I've heard of it. It was a Broadway show at one time, right?
Yes. Famous for its nude scene. And I remember at the intermission in the bathroom, my friend Jennifer and I heard these two teenage girls going, "Did you see they didn't have any clothes on?" I mean, Hair is kind of famous for having that. The Broadway show has a full frontal scene in it. We just burst out laughing. Nobody told you that was going to happen. All right. What Ford car has the same name as a zodiac sign? My husband used to have one.
Chrysler.
And it happens to be his zodiac sign. A Ford model.
What Ford model?
Oh, there's only 12 zodiac signs, so. Let me go through them again.
Really?
It wasn't Capricorn.
Taurus.
There you go, Taurus.
Taurus, yeah.
I knew one of you was going to come up with it eventually. There's just not that many. Yeah, my husband had a Ford Taurus, and Taurus is his zodiac sign. What's sign is the sun in on Christmas Day? What sign is the sun in on Christmas Day?
It would be Capricorn.
Correct. Name one of the two NFL teams whose name is an animal zodiac.
The Rams is one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The Rams.
The Bears be another one?
No.
No, there's no zodiac sign for the bear. Goat? No. The Lions, Leo. The
there
lion.
You go.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. New category, 80s TV. What Perfect Strangers character comes from the fictional island of Mipos? And we've all forgotten that show. And it was so good. It was so funny. I loved that show.
What was the show?
Perfect Strangers.
Oh,
never heard of it.
Well, the character's name was Balky.
No, I've heard of it either.
It starred, oh gosh.
Was Tom Hanks in there?
Was that Tom Hanks?
There was two guys. And one guy spoke foreignly, and I thought Tom Hanks was the other. But I could be confusing it with another.
No, that was
sitcom.
No, it wasn't Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was in Bosom Buddies.
Okay, that's what I was.
Solari, yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect Strangers. Wow.
I had forgotten about that show until I read it on the card just now. And it was, I loved that show when it was on. It was a great show. Who did Soleil Moon Frye play in the TV show of the same name? Soleil Moon Frye.
Fried green tomatoes.
No.
She played Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster, yeah.
What sitcom is narrated by a grown-up Kevin Arnold?
Arnold the Pig? No.
Kevin Arnold. I don't even know who a kid Kevin Arnold is.
The Wonder Years.
Oh, was that his name? I watched that show all the time.
I've heard of that. I've never seen it.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
What? And the same actor, that's the little boy that's sick in Princess Bride.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Was one of the lead characters in The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
All right. What blockbuster miniseries was based on the Evelyn Waugh novel of the same name? Brideshead Revisited.
Oh, okay.
What PBS science show introduced the Bloodhound Gang to the world?
Mythbusters? I don't know.
3-2-1 Contact. The Bloodhound Gang is a group of teens who use science to solve crimes. All right. What was the name of Beau and Luke Duke's car on the Dukes of Hazzard?
General.
The Dodge Charger.
No, he Wayne got it.
General. What? General Lee.
General Lee, yeah.
All right.
Is that a name?
Yeah, the car had a name.
Yep.
Okay.
Back then, people used it. Wasn't it a Dodge Charger as a car?
I thought it might have been a Plymouth Roadrunner, but it's probably one of those two. One of them.
See if it says.
I thought it was the Charger. The Charger was wider and lower to the ground.
Yeah.
I think than the Plymouth. But I don't know. You might be right. It might have been a Plymouth.
I could Google it.
Speaking of cars that are no longer around, do you see any Plymouths? Nope.
Yep. No.
Plymouth is gone.
Buick
is gone.
Yep. All right, spices is the new category. What New Orleans chef is known for kicking it up a notch?
New Orleans chef.
Yeah.
Chef.
Yeah, I can picture.
That's where I get my Passover brisket
or
recipe.
That killed himself.
No,
he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Still alive. Kicking it up.
Emeril Lagasse.
He bang, he does that a lot.
Emeril Lagasse?
Yeah.
I know you just said that.
He said, Emeril Lagasse. Yeah.
All right. Who plays bass for the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Don't have a clue.
Have you ever seen that?
Flea. His real name is Michael Balzari.
Have you ever seen them live play?
No.
I saw them live play 20 years ago or 15 years ago somewhere in Berkeley. They get on stage completely nude with a sock over their penis and testicles. And that's it.
Okay.
You know?
And
I wonder if they're still doing that.
I don't know.
I would imagine at this stage they are not.
Probably not.
Nobody wants to see their old man say balls.
You know, you need an extra long sock because it hangs down as you get old. Never mind. That's funny.
All right.
Anyway, who was it?
Flea. His Flea. Real name is Michael Balzari.
Oh, okay.
What?
I never heard him called anything but Flea.
What explorer introduced the chili pepper to Europe?
Columbus.
Correct.
Wow.
In what classic science fiction novel do characters undergo a spice agony?
Dune.
Dune is correct.
I would have said my mother cooking. Well, you talk, that's spice agony.
The stigmas of more than 4,000 crocuses must be picked by hand to produce a single ounce of what spice? Wow. I picked some up in Turkey.
It's an expense, Sirfan, or no?
You're in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
You got the first and last letter correct.
Yeah, yeah. It's saffron.
Saffron is correct.
Saffron.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Yeah.
Somebody brought some home from their trip a couple years ago on their cruise and didn't send us any of it. The stuff is ounce for ounce more expensive. Well, it was more expensive than gold. I don't know, now gold's over $3,100 an ounce or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and, you know, given that one of the main sources is Turkey for saffron, and for saffron, the inflation gold, is really bad in Turkey.
Yeah. But, you know, if you go back, you know, 10 years ago, saffron was more expensive ounce for ounce of gold.
Well, who was the song that had the song about saffron? What's his?
Oh, Van Morrison.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Not Van Morrison.
No. Who was it?
Who sang Mellow Yellow?
Yeah, that's who had the same one, yeah, but I don't remember who sang it.
I can't remember. All right. The stigmas... What besides chili makes up the Cincinnati two-way chili?
Beans.
Cincinnati two-way.
I've never heard of the two-way chili, so.
What besides chili? Two-way. Hot dog, I don't know.
Spaghetti.
Ah, oh, chili and spaghetti probably would taste pretty good.
Yeah, I know. You think about it, like, I mean, one of the common things I've seen around here is people put their cornbread in the chili. And that's really good. And then, of course, there's the Frito pie. And if you've never had a Frito pie, let me tell you, there's only one real way to do it. You get the individual bags of Fritos. You cut down one long side of it. So it's now a bowl. And into that bag of Fritos, you put Hormel chili, or just some good meat chili, a little bit of shredded cheddar cheese, while the chili's still hot and melts the cheese, maybe some onions, and there you have a Frito pie, and it is a delicacy that I cannot convey to you how good this is.
They have some strange food in the South, don't they?
It's a Texas thing, but I'm telling
next
you.
Next, she's going to tell me there's an ice cream with Fritos in it. Only available in Dallas.
But yeah, the Frito pie is a thing, and it is quite delicious.
Yeah.
But that's how you got to do it. It's not right if it's not in the bag of Fritos.
Okay.
I've actually never had it in a bag of Fritos. I've only had it in a bowl.
Obviously it was developed after the Fritos bag became non-porous. Fritos originally was packed in paper bags.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you still had paper plates.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's a... You know, I remember it from my childhood, in the bag, and it needs to be in the bag to be correct, the correct way to do it.
Yeah, we just never did it the correct way.
I mean, you know, you go to some fancy restaurants and they'll try and snazz it up, but to me, it's at the fair, you get it in the bag, it's just perfect. All right. Slang is the new category. What state is home to people known as Ubers?
Ubers?
Minnesota.
No, Utah? But...
I don't know.
It is a Midwestern state.
Ubers.
Illinois?
No, but you're so close.
Indiana?
No, Hoosiers.
Oh, Hoosiers. Wisconsin?
Michigan.
Did she say Hubert?
Yeah.
That's somebody from the Upper Peninsula. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she knows. Somebody from the Upper Peninsula of Pennsylvania, of Michigan.
Yeah, upper, yeah.
Well, we were working around there.
You said Michigan.
Yeah. I don't know where, I was thinking Michigan. I don't know where Pennsylvania came
from. Now I know what you see in your girlfriend. She's smarter than you.
I've never denied that.
All right. What band's new slang was featured in both a McDonald's commercial and Garden State?
What band's
new slang was featured in both, well, in other words, what band who sang new slang, which was featured in a McDonald's commercial and the movie Garden State?
Never seen the Garden State.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
The Shins.
The Shins, okay.
Oh, well. Yeah, yeah, they were a great band. Put out 80 albums, you know, I never heard of them. I've never heard of them.
The I've Shins. Not heard of them either. What online open source slang reference was first launched in 1999?
First launched.
What online open source slang reference was first launched in 1999?
Party Life is 1999? I don't know.
No. Okay. It's an online dictionary for slang.
Wikipedia.
No.
Slangopedia.
Oh, the Urban Dictionary.
Thank you. I knew you knew it. I knew one of you did anyway. All right. What riverboat term meaning two fathoms became the pen name for an American author? Riverboat term meaning two fathoms became the pen name for what American author?
Rather the speed or the distance.
This is two fathoms is the distance below the surface of the water.
Right, right. The deep sea.
Come on,
turbine.
y'all. It's obvious when you think about it. Mark Twain.
Really? I didn't know that had anything to do with two fathoms.
Neither did I.
It was a riverboat term.
Okay.
What do you see? Sorry. What does the acronym WYSIWYG or WYSIWYG stand for?
What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get is correct. Yep. In what sport might you witness a flea flicker, hook and ladder, or Hail Mary?
Football.
Football.
Yeah, football.
Football.
Amy, look at the screen for a minute.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Good. All right. Bad. That's all we have time for.
I'm the official, so, you know.
I want to thank you. Thank you, Charlie and Alan and Wayne, for joining me here. And I want to thank all of you for listening in. And remember, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know That ain't so. Little Will Rogers for you.
Isn't that Donald Trump's line?